Dr. John Braccio, is the director of Regional Psychological Services, and he's always in a good mood anyway, but I know he's in a really good mood after Michigan State beat Ohio State in basketball last weekend. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
Well, I must say, that was a spectacularly exciting game. I tell you, the Breslin Center was just rocking to the core, and it was fun. Great win and great fun. In fact, it makes it even feel warmer today than the 1 or 2 degrees I think it is out there, Tony.
Talking about rocking to the core, this next story is kind of interesting. Now, I left home when I was 17. Where I live wasn't the best of conditions, and I had an uncle, great uncle, who was 72 at the time, and his wife had divorced him, so he was by himself. So I went to live with him while I finished up my senior year. But it reminds me of when kids leave or when they return to the roost, Dr. Braccio, and you have an interesting story and perhaps some words of wisdoms when a child returns home, especially when that child has kids of their own.
Well, in our latest newsletter, you know, from Regional Psychological Services, our office, we did put this out about a family where a daughter was returning home with three children, and in this case, 12, 13, 14, different fathers in this case, so there wasn't any involvement other than the mother and the children, and what do you do? Now, that's just one set of facts. But it's happening every day. Right now, there are children finishing college, and they're ready with their student loans. They're not finding a job. They're living home. There are other kids that are losing jobs, moving home. So it's becoming a major issue now where people that thought they were empty nesting, living a retirement life, or if not even retirement life, living as a couple, all of a sudden are having 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever it might be, moving back home. So it really becomes critical that there really be planning before people return into the house, so there's not going to be a lot of misunderstandings, Tony, because if you don't set some standards, even on both ways, you're just going to run into a lot of turmoil. So the best thing to do is plan and plan effectively before someone moves back in the house.
Well, those boundaries, I would imagine, are going to be tested, as well as the patience of the grandparents, because they're probably going to be doing some parenting.
Well, in this case that I was giving you, yes, that is true. So I think what you really need, you need to set up expectations. You know, what is to be expected? What are we going to do? What are you going to do? Okay, that becomes really critical. And then I think if you do this, you have to enter it in a positive manner. You know, you can't go into it really angry or half-baked or whatever it might be. There's going to be extra costs. There's going to be phones. There's going to be car insurance. There are going to be loan payments. There are going to be a lot of things. And is the person going to pay for this, plan to pay for it? You know, what type of a job are they looking for? Just, you have to just make things are clear. With the children, yes, who's going to do the child care? Who's going to be taking them to school, who's going to be doing disciplining in a home? These really become pretty critical. And often when children move home, let's say the 30-year-old walks in the house, hasn't been there since 20, we'll say, or 18, they often fall into the old role, you know, just get my food, do my clothes, this type thing. So if something's becoming this common, it really does become critical to set up parameters. And also, if you have someone home, you don't normally have a curfew, but you certainly can determine what alcoholic drinks are going to be in the house. Will there be any illegal drugs? Hopefully not at all. And how do you make sure that doesn't occur? People spending the night if you have single person home. These are all things they seem, I guess when you first talk to the person, but apparently people don't always plan for all these, but then in our office, we are hearing the parents calling and saying, my goodness, I can't believe what I got involved in. So the key thing really is set the parameters, set the rules, set things up even before the person moves home. Have a timeline in terms of what's the person expected to do. Have them work at it. and be really willing to carry through if it is time for the person to leave.
And then you get into the dynamic, if there were challenges with that sibling with other siblings and they didn't get along well and they haven't talked in a while, the grandparents are in the middle of that, that could be interesting.
Well, in the particular example I gave here, that is an issue, because if you have children that pay their own way, that are helpful, and then you do run the risk of periodically getting kind of the ingrate, the person who's been irresponsible, all of a sudden appearing at the door, wanting help, wanting support, who has really not gotten along with the rest of the family, and often has not even been good to the parents that of the home that they want to enter into. Now, that isn't always the case, but you do get those situations, too. And then parents feel guilty, they feel bad, and often are motivated by guilt, which is a bad motivator, because if you try to do a good job, you try to give good advice, you can't really be responsible for a person who just makes a series of really bad choices. You can always give good advice, and you can always help. I'm not the least bit opposed to helping children if they need help, particularly in today's tough job market in terms of so much divorce and separation and having a trouble finding a job, having student loans to pay off. It's really not that unreasonable to have children coming home after school or coming home in their 20s, 30s. So we just need to prepare for it. It's a new phase of American life, and just make sure we do planning. In fact, in some cases, it might even be better if you're financially able to help put up someone for 3 months in an apartment and be supportive that way, and then not have somebody told, well, I mean, that I've run into that. I'm up to 6 months. I've seen parents just say, okay, we will help you, and then you're on your own. Tony, tough decisions, but also a lot of parents like having people back home, children. Believe it or not everybody dreads the people coming home.
Yeah, my mom tried to do that, Dr. B, but there was no way we were having that. But that's another story.
Well, listen, Tony, we all, we carry our lives, with us. But like you say, you've experienced some of that yourself, and it sounds like your great uncle was a good man, somebody who was helpful to you at that time.
Very much so, very much so. We've been speaking psychologically with Dr. John Braccio, who is the director of the Regional Psychological Services. Dr. B, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you, sir.
Same to you, my friend. Have a good day.